Everybody knows maps on the telephones that we are using, virtual maps, even three-dimensional images. There's also satellite imagery that is taken and aerial photography. And so all of this contributes to our knowledge because we are really interested in what is around us, what you traditionally have in mind as a map, but we less and less represent on a piece of paper, but more and more look at in computers and two and three-dimensional imagery.
Now, of course, this is very useful to the United Nations, for example, in the context of peacekeeping. Perhaps you can tell us how the UN uses geospatial information.
Well, the UN Committee on the Management of Geospatial Information was formed 5 years ago, and it's just a recognition that this type of information is really relevant for many areas in which the UN works. Most importantly, you mentioned peacekeeping, but in addition to that, also we have now the development agenda where we can look at poverty maps and the distribution of schools or the distributions of hospitals. And so the accessibility of social services is one big concern under the development agenda. The other area where we need a lot of geospatial information is the field of disaster preparedness and disaster mitigation. I have seen some countries that can do fantastic simulations if there is a flood, which areas would be affected. In order to know what kind of evacuation procedures would need to be in place, or an analysis of a hurricane path or a simulated hurricane path, how much of economic and social infrastructures, I mean, companies or schools would be affected and would need to be protected or reconstructed.
Thanks for bringing up the, sustainable development agenda that's, now in progress. Do you think it would be somewhat impossible or hard to meet that agenda if we don't have good access to geospatial information?
I think it would definitely be much harder to reach those goals. I mean, my primary position here is a director of statistics, and I think many are familiar with indicators and numerical targets and measurement whether we have made progress. But I think, first of all, we need much broader information systems, not only to understand the world around us, where we actually stand at this departure point, but also to watch as we go along whether we're making progress, whether we're making progress sufficiently fast or in an equal manner so that nobody is left behind, as is the one of the critical themes of the development agenda. In order to do that, you really need very broad information systems.
Is there also any sort of discrepancy in terms of developed, developing countries and the access to technology? And how does the committee address that if that is an issue?
Yes. No, that is very much an issue, and I think that is perhaps one of the most important reasons why this topic really had to be brought to the United Nations, because this is really the only platform where we can address these issues, because it is quite clear that there is a technological divide, that some countries have much more advanced technologies and possibilities to measure, including satellite imagery and so on. And that information, that technology, that knowledge and capability has to be shared. Because many of the issues we are trying to address, climate change, natural disasters, and so they are not limited to political boundaries. If there is a natural disaster which affects a number of countries, we need to be able to put the information systems of these countries together so that the countries themselves and the international community can respond most effectively.